The Mexican gray wolf was saved from extinction because of a well-known animal activist.
Here is Marlon Perkins.
And now I'd like to welcome you to Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
In 1971, Marlon Perkins established the Wild Canid Survival and Research Center near St. Louis. He'd just retired as director of the St. Louis Zoo, but he was still starring in the Wild Kingdom television series. The Wild Canid Center and another Perkins creation, the World Bird Sanctuary, make their home at Washington University's Tyson Research Center. Susan Lindsay is the executive director of the Wild Canid Center. She says Marlon Perkins and his wife Carol saw wolves and other wild dogs were in trouble.
Well, when Marlon and Carol Perkins were traveling doing Wild Kingdom, Marlon in particular and Carol noticed that canids, no matter where they were in the world, you know, whatever the dog species you were talking about, whether it was North American wolves or African hunting dogs, were really being persecuted.
Perkins saw canid populations dropping. The first animals brought to the newly formed Wild Canid Center were the last remaining Mexican gray wolves. Five had been trapped in Mexico. Only one was a female. Another facility had difficulty breeding the female in captivity, so the Wild Canid Center offered to take the animals. Colleen Buchanan is a biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Albuquerque. She says the Wild Canid Center became one of the most successful breeding and recovery programs known.
They have always been significant because they were the first. They have bred most of the wolves within the entire population. I'd probably be safe to say about a third of all wolves in the captive population have come from the Wild Canid facility.
At the Wild Canid Center, a couple of dozen Mexican gray wolves watch us. They're inside large enclosures surrounded by two high cyclone fences topped with barbed wire overhangs. The enclosures are large enough to allow the wolves to run amongst the trees and act as a pack.
Sometimes they'll come down, but these are one of our breeding pairs, our Mexican gray breeding pair.
Bridget Daly is the lead animal keeper. She says the Wild Canid Center's main goal is reproduction. Here the wolves are not disturbed. They're sheltered from the outside world. Daly is in charge of feeding the wolves. They get a custom blend of canine food, a sort of wolf chow.
And then anything that gets in the enclosure is fair game. There's a lot of wild turkey out here, and they're not too bright, and so they'll roost on top of the overhang, and if they fall in, it's all over. They get a free turkey dinner, and they hunt possum and raccoons, snakes, birds, frogs, so they still hone their instincts really well. And the Mexican gray wolves who have left this facility and gone to acclimation pens and were released were taking down elk within the first 2 weeks.
The first of the Mexican gray wolves in the reintroduction program were released just 2 years ago in Arizona. Director Susan Lindsay says the wolves quickly get used to their new surroundings.
They have to learn to cooperate a little bit more to bring down bigger game, but they've lived in natural pack situations already.
People have not adapted as quickly. In the first year, one of the wolves was shot. 23 wolves and 5 packs were roaming on government land in Arizona and New Mexico, but recently all but 7 of the wolves were recaptured. Colleen Buchanan with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the Mexican gray wolf reintroduction program stirs some deep feelings.
It is extremely controversial, yes. And, this year we have indeed have some wolves that have taken livestock, and so it certainly is a big issue right now, and lots of people are upset.
A private organization, the Defenders of Wildlife, compensates ranchers for livestock killed by the wolves, but Buchanan says some people still oppose the reintroduction program. Despite the setbacks, the director of the Wild Canid Center is enthusiastic. Susan Lindsay says while the Mexican gray wolf packs were roaming, they reproduced.
The significant thing is really those pups born in the wild that have always been wild, and those are the big stepping stone. If we get to those and they survive until they reproduce, really the recovery can happen so much more quickly.
From 5 Mexican gray wolves in 1973, the Wild Canid Center and others have helped bring the population to 204 in the world. 197 are in captivity. Lindsay says the Wild Canid Center will continue to conduct behavioral, reproductive, and nutritional research on the Mexican grays, but it's also looking at other canids, such as red wolves, maned wolves, and swift fox. All of them, projects Lindsay thinks would have thrilled Marlon Perkins. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.